Moleg Baal, Daedric Prince of Domination. Despite the common perspective that the Daedric Princes are immortal spirits that do not align themselves to any mortal concepts of good or evil, Moleg Baal has repeatedly demonstrated his commitment to being the enemy of practically all mortals living on Nirn. While Mehrunes Dagon continually attempts to conquer Nirn and destroy its inhabitants, Moleg Baal has earned a reputation of cruelty and brutality, becoming known as the Harvester of Souls and King of Rape. Like all Daedric princes, Moleg Baal is free to choose whatever form he wishes to appear in, but most commonly appears as a male humanoid with horns, claws, scales, and a tail. His primary desire and goal is to dominate, corrupt, and enslave as many mortal souls on Nirn as possible, and will often scheme and spread discord in order to sow corruption. The Dunmer people believe Moleg Baal to be one of the bad Daedra, whose purpose is to upset the pure bloodlines of the Dunmer people, and is known as the archenemy of Boethia. Notably, Moleg Baal is supposedly responsible for creating the first vampires, and is thus the enemy of the Daedric prince Meridia. According to legend, Moleg Baal wanted to thwart the Aedric god of birth and death, and so set out to create a being that wouldn't die. He visited Tamriel and profaned the body of a virgin human woman, leaving her comatose. She was eventually found by a group of nomads who cared for her, but soon they believed she had died and placed her body on a funeral fire. That night, she rose from the fire and savagely attacked the nomads, ripping out throats and eating their eyes. Thus, the first vampire in Tamriel was created. Apparently, other vampires have been created in a similar way by Moleg Baal over the years, becoming known as Daughters of Cold Harbor. Cold Harbor is Moleg Baal's realm of oblivion, a place of death, despair, and infinite cruelty. It resembles a twisted and darkened version of Nirn, with a freezing climate and filled with desolate wastes and ruined structures. The many souls that Moleg Baal harvests are gathered here, tormented for all eternity for the amusement of Moleg Baal. Practically any mortal that is foolish enough to stumble into Cold Harbor meets a similar fate. During the Second Era, Moleg Baal attempted to merge the realm of Cold Harbor with the physical realm of Nirn, but he was eventually repelled. Moleg Baal has only a single artifact associated with him, the aptly titled Mace of Moleg Baal. This vampiric mace is capable of absorbing the strength and magical ability of its victims and gifting it to the wielder. It has also shown an ability to trap souls killed with it, and has earned nearly as much of a reputation as Moleg Baal himself. Moleg Baal has been rather free in who he gives the mace to throughout history, as he assumes whenever it's in a mortal's hands, death and destruction are sure to follow. Moleg Baal isn't worshipped by many mortals across Tamriel, as his only concern is the continued domination and downfall of mortal civilization. Many vampires choose to worship Moleg Baal, but just as many despise him for his involvement in their predicament. His attempt to meld Cold Harbor with Nirn is the primary conflict of the Elder Scrolls Online, and it's possible he'll have an important role in a future game. While many of the Daedric princes are mysterious and inscrutable, Moleg Baal makes his intentions very well known. It's just that they're not very pleasant.